A great result. Second half we were hanging on, and to be fair to the back four, or should I say the back five, they probably got us a result. Wexford came at us in the second half, had nothing to lose obviously. You can say they threw the kitchen sink at you, but we didn't do enough in holding the ball up in trying to get out from how deep we were. First half I thought were quite decent. I thought we shared it in the first half with two great chances to go ahead. Had we gone ahead, it might have been a different game, but we tired in the second half, without a doubt, and for that reason it was a great result.
Yeah, first half Harps played well at times, Ollie, and created a good few chances.
Yeah, we did, but we didn't take them, we didn't finish them, and you know, it's possibly a recurring theme of the season that we didn't take as, you know, score as many goals as we should. But to be fair, I think tonight was about trying to dig a result out, and the back four or back five, and indeed that the four, five across the middle of the field, got us that.
Yeah. You suggested that your players tired a bit in the second half, and it was probably no surprise that Wexford did pile on the pressure because they had to get a result.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, they had nothing to lose, to put it that way to you. And you know, it was just one bit of traffic in the last 20 minutes, we were hanging on. You know, Kieran Gallagher made a few outstanding saves to his credit. And look, it's a great point, to put it that way to you. First half, I thought we played well. It looked like we might go on and win the game. Second half, we were much, much poorer. We tired, and it's probably a great point in the end up.
Yeah, because given the situation with your squad, injuries and suspensions, Ollie, it was very much a patched up defence. You would have taken a point before kickoff, I'm sure.
Oh, most certainly, yeah. Yeah, look, we're, you know, it's a relentless season with the standard of the games, the amount of games, the physical nature of the games, the speed of the games, and we've suffered some serious injuries as a result of that. We had a number of suspensions there today as well. So to get a result away in Wexford at any time, with the full complement or not, is a good day.
Yeah. So how do you see things now, with Harps have just one game to go, Wexford two, almost there?
Yeah, but I mean, it's, you know, Wexford go to Cork and Sligo. Had it been earlier on in the season, you'd be very, very confident that they wouldn't win the two games. It's a different situation now where Cork and Sligo neither, you know, I think obviously that, I don't know, are they finished in second and fifth respectively without a chance of progressing. So stranger things have happened. So we need to do our preparation for Bohemians and try and get something out of that game to put it to bed like.
Yeah, but you'll be watching the game on Monday night, I'm sure, the result coming in very closely.
Yeah, look, we'll be training on Monday night, Dermot. I mean, you know, if there was a time when you'd be looking for results over your shoulder the whole time, that day is well gone. You know, you need to look after yourselves, and you know, if you're dependent on other people, you might be on the slippery slope, to put it that way to you. You'd be hopeful that Wexford won't be able to turn it around from our point of view, but the way they played in the second half, in that last 20 minutes in particular, they'll make it very difficult for both Cork and Sligo.
Okay, well done tonight.
Thanks, Sean.